What a beautiful gospel. There are many things that could draw a person into meditating upon this gospel. It could be just the enthusiasm of the man who goes running up to Jesus and kneels down before Him. What a beautiful picture just right there. Or maybe it's the inquiry of that discussion that this man was having with Jesus that we could sit and just meditate upon. Or maybe it's the sad tragedy of him leaving and not following Jesus. Or finally, the amazement of the disciples when they hear how difficult it is to enter into heaven. But there's another one in here that I think oftentimes gets overlooked. And it's a very simple sentence. But probably I would say the most important one. That everything really hinges upon this sentence. And it was just very simply, Jesus, looking at him, loved him. He was looking at the man. And not just in a casual look. It was a look of deep love, appreciation. One that says, you know what? You are special to me. You are precious. And I want my love to enter into you. I want it to become so alive in you. Better yet, it's what we hear in the second reading. That the Word of God is living and effective, sharper than a two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit. That this love, this Word of God, is an experience. But one that is sharp and penetrating. And as the Lord is looking at him with this love, it is penetrating. It is going down into the depths of his soul, and it is recognizing the only way the love is going to enter in is if his materialism is to be removed. That's what was blocking the love. Because God has always been looking upon him with this intimate love. Been wanting to desire to have him follow him. To be filled with every grace, every blessing that the Lord pours out in love. And as it penetrates then, as it exposes this flaw of the rich man, what the love is trying to do is to convince him that this is worth it. This is the whole reason for giving everything up. Do you recognize my love for you? You know, when a bride and a groom come together on their wedding day, there's to be that same type of love, that love that is to penetrate into the deep recesses of their hearts. To say, you know what, I am willing to give up my individuality. I am giving up my own wants and needs because I want to serve your wants and needs. I want to give myself completely to you. There has to be a death to self in order to allow the love of the other person to come in. And so much is true then with the divine person of God. Because my brothers and sisters, how does this relate to us? He looks at each and every single one of you and says, you are mine. I give up everything for you. I love you. And you are precious to me. And I just wish that you would be able to experience that in the depths of your hearts. Because my brothers and sisters, when we experience that type of love, when we are touched by that very look of Christ, it is then that we can be like the very first reading and say, you know what, Lord, I prefer your love over scepter and throne. I don't need power anymore. I need you. Gold, silver, they're like sand don't even mean anything compared to your love. Your love is so beautiful, Lord, that, you know, I don't even need the light of day. Because when you look upon me, my heart and my soul, my mind, my body, they become enthusiastic. They want to come and be in union with you, to be joined to you. And my brothers and sisters, that look of love is always upon us, but we have to recognize it. That look of love happens when we enter into the confessional. Because Jesus is not there with a scowling face of saying, "You did what?" He's there saying, "I am glad you're back with me. I love you." So there is no condemnation, but rather that look of love to remove the sin that was blocking love in the first place. When we go into the adoration chapel and we spend our time there before the Eucharist, it is Jesus just looking at us with complete love. When the host is raised up, it is Christ looking down at each and every single one of you, overjoyed that you are here, because He thinks the world of you. But we have to experience that. We have to allow that to enter in and to expose then those things that are blocking that love. It may be riches. It may be our greed. And so we are not to walk away, but to turn to the Lord and say, "Lord, take this then, because I prefer your love." It may be our own pride. And we simply say, "Lord, take that, because I prefer your love." It could be our lust, it could be our laziness, it could be any sin. And as the love of the Lord exposes it, we are to turn to Him and say, "Lord, you take it, please. Because I only want room for your love. I don't want anything else in my heart. Because that's where all the riches lie. In your love, in your grace." And so, my brothers and sisters, as we approach our Lord in this Eucharist, as we will see the look of love of Christ given to us in the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Holy Communion, may we prefer that love above all things. And we will be richly provided for. For the love of God will give us everything we need. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.